Just consider it. Just consider it. Glory to God. What am I telling you to do? I'm telling you to listen to the Lord and do what He tells you to do. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm 32. Psalm 32. I should have been turning while I was talking, but I didn't.
This better be good.
Okay, Lord, you hear that? Justin said it better be good. Psalm 32. How many know the Lord is good? His word is good. Verse 7. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Come on. Here's a man of God, and he's writing this. You are my hiding place. You are my refuge. I want us to consider today the art or the way or the place that we can have in the presence of God. You are the place that I run to when I get in trouble. You are, come on. Homes are supposed to be like that. If you have a family and you got a home and the home's there and you know somebody gets roughed up at school or whatever, they come home and dad and mom are there to say, no, it's all right. We'll take care of you. We'll take care of this. If you were wrong, we're going to go make it right. But we're going to take care of you. This is your safe place. This is your hiding place. This is your place of refuge. In the Old Testament, there were cities called the cities of refuge. And what they were is if you committed lower level crimes in another city, if you ran to those cities of refuge, they couldn't come drag you out of there to prosecute you in that other town. Right? So when you ran to that city, as long as you stayed in that city of refuge, that the people that were against you couldn't come get you. He is my hiding place. He's my place of refuge. Well, what does that mean? When I get messed up and the devil says, I got him, we can run to the Lord and say, Lord, I ask for you to forgive me for what I did. And He's our refuge because His blood and His mercy is enough to cover our sins. Glory to God. You are my hiding place. I want to hide myself in your presence. You know, we sing some songs and we sing, you know, like, come to the Lord. You know, just songs that we're saying, Lord, come down, come fill this place. And that's good. The expression is good. But actually, the Lord is saying back to you, I said to come. Right? I said to come. I told you in my word that I dwell in the praises of my people. Right? Come on, is the Lord your hiding place? Or are you going somewhere else to find your safety, your peace, your joy? Where are you running to? Right? The Bible says in Psalms, I run to the hills where my help comes from. And the hills represented the high place where the altar of God was. Right? In the New Testament, we are the hiding place. Why? Because when Jesus came and He died on the cross, He made a way where our spirits could be made brand new. On the inside, we became born again. And eternal life came to us, which means that we are now temples of the Holy Spirit. Come on. So are we looking to who we are in the Spirit? Are we trying to figure ourselves out in our souls or our bodies or looking to other people? I'm just saying the first place we ought to run is to the Spirit of God. But look, at the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that you must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Right? So what does that mean? I must believe that He is. I believe He is. How many in here believe that God is? Come on. Who is He? He's everything He said He is. He'll do anything He said He'd do. How many believe that? Come on. Are you there? I believe that. I believe that He is. But I also believe that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. How can I make Him my hiding place if I don't really think that He's going to respond to me when I come to Him? He said He would reward those that seek Him. So in the beginning of seeking, we should be shouting because we have the reward for seeking Him. Even when I don't see it, You're working. Come on. Even when I don't feel it, You're working. You never stop. You never stop working. Come on. He's there. He's with us. Is He your hiding place? Hallelujah. Go flip back a couple of Psalms to Psalm 27. Psalm 27 and verse 5. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle, He shall hide me. He shall set me on high upon a rock. Come on. Sometimes it's easy to seek God when things are going well. Bless God, I got a testimony today. Hallelujah. I can't wait to get to church. I'm just going to brag on God. But sometimes it's a little more difficult when you're in times of trouble, when you're going through stuff. Maybe you're not feeling well. Maybe you're in the hospital. Maybe, you know, your plans didn't work out. That's when you need to run to Him because He is your help in the time of trouble. Come on. Well, this didn't work like I said. Well, so what? He knew your beginning from the end, and He knew you'd be going through what you're going through, so He's going to be with you even if things aren't exactly like you think they should be. You've got to still believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. What's the reward of seeking Him? You get to know Him. Right? It's not the stuff that's all going to burn up. It's that we get to know Him. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many have ever found God in the middle of travail? I mean, you're just going through stuff. Stuff is hard. Life is hard. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to. Lord Jesus, it's You and You only, God. That's all I have is You. Right? But that's the place where He can be found. I'm not prophesying trouble on you. What I'm telling you is in the midst of trouble, make Him your hiding place. Because intimacy will come when you know that somebody is with you through the thick and thin. If you know somebody that's got your back, it makes a whole big difference. Come on. I see Marcy back there, and I'm thinking of Ronnie because she posted it was their anniversary this week, and thinking about him. There was one time I went into the hospital, and God just supernaturally, you know, protected me, healed me. But they diagnosed me with vertigo, but there were some stroke symptoms going on, and you know, I'm in the hospital. It was really odd because I'm never on that in the bed. I'm usually by the bed, right? That's the way it is. So I'm in there, and I'm the one everybody's looking at. And you know, pretty soon, I look up, and here's Ronnie right by the bed. He didn't care. He heard he's coming. You know, a friend that sticks closer than a brother. That's natural. That was awesome. But the reality is God is my hiding place. Why? Because He'll be with me no matter what it looks like. He'll be with me no matter who is against me. No matter, He's my refuge. He's the one that's going to lead me to the place of peace if I'll make Him my hiding place. Right? Come on. Does that make sense to you? He is my hiding place. Go to 31, Psalm 31. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad Jesus loves you? Come on, He loves you enough to be with you. He never gets tired of you. I mean, some people you get tired of. Some people hang out and they don't go home, and they don't go home, and they don't go home, And God, will they ever leave? God never says that about you. He's never tired of you. Hallelujah. Psalm 31, verse 20. Verse 20. You shall hide them in your secret place of your presence. For the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. You see, when people are against you, when people come against you, you got to run to the Lord because He'll keep you in the cleft of the rock. Right? He'll keep you. He'll keep your heart right. He'll keep your attitude right. He'll keep you where you need to be if you'll just go to Him when times are rough. Come on. Is He your hiding place? Is He the place that you run to? Or is He, like they said, let's pray. And the other guy said, has it come to that? In other words, we're way down the line. We've tried everything else. Let's try prayer. In reality, that's so backwards. Let's pray first. Let's go to Him first. Let's seek Him first. And His righteousness and all the rest of that stuff will be taken care of. Is He your hiding place today? Right. I just love His presence. Right? And I love it even more when I feel it. But whether I feel it or not, if I praise Him, I'm in it. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Right? I'm in it. I'm in it. I'm in your presence. Why? Because I'm praising you. Well, I need a bunch of people around. No, 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 Lord. All I need to do is begin to worship you. All I need to do is begin to praise you. And I'm running to my hiding place. Come on. Hallelujah. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. Come on. He's my hiding place. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's so good. He's so good. So when you're going through something, whether it's a victorious thing or whether it's something that doesn't seem so victorious to you now, if you run to Him, He'll get you through to the place of victory. The Bible says that Christ always leads us in triumph. Come on, where we're going, when this all ends up, we're going to be on the line that's triumphing. Come on. Mm-mm-mm. God always leads us to triumph. What does that mean? That triumphal, it's like the triumphal entry when Jesus went in and they started laying palm branches. They said, Hosanna, 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 because they thought that they were bringing their king in. All of us one day are going to be at a wedding feast where it's going to be full of joy, full of peace, full of everything that we need without any sorrow, without any pain. So when things seem bad, remember whose you are and where you're going. Come on. I'm on my way to heaven and the going just gets better every day. Come on. Hallelujah. Go to Exodus chapter 15. This is the story of when the Red Sea parted and they got to the other side. And this is the song that they sang. Verse 1 said, "Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. This, the Lord is my strength and my song. He's become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father is God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. He has chosen captains are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths are covered to them, and they sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath, and it consumed them like stubble. And the blast of your nostrils, the waters gathered together, and the flood stood upright like a heap, and the depths congealed in the heart of the sea. And the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, and the sea covered them, and they sank and like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?" Come on. Come on. This is the God that we're speaking of. Come on. And it goes on and on of God. So we need to come to the place that we remember who God is. And if you don't, you know, sometimes we need to review for ourselves what God has done for us. Come on, has God ever blessed you? Has God ever spoken to you? Has God ever set you free from something? Has God ever brought you out of something? Has God ever sustained you in the middle of a battle? Well, if He has, He'll do it again. Who is like Him? There is none like Him. Come on. There is none like Him. We need to get back to praising God first instead of everything else. Man, I like a lot of things. I like me some football, but I'm tired of praising football over God. Right? I like me some things. I like, you know, God has blessed me. I have lots of good things. But the reality is that I would give them all up for a second in His presence. He's my hiding place. Is He your hiding place? Are you running to Him in a time of trouble? It's so incredible. Go to Psalms 40, the 40th Psalm. I'm determined to preach me happy. And I'm working it pretty good. Hallelujah. All of you that are watching, you know, via the internet or watching tomorrow or whatever, man, make Him your hiding place because He's so good. He's so awesome. He sent Jesus to die for us. That's so good. He has put, verse 3, He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise our God. Many will see it and fear the Lord and will trust in the Lord. He's put a new song in my mouth. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means when you have a relationship with God, He's going to put something in your heart that you can sing about. Amen. Come on. It doesn't, I mean, I love the choruses. I love what we sing. I love all of that, and that's awesome. But in your relationship, in your hiding place, what's He speaking to you about? Give Him glory. Start singing out of your spirit to Him. That's another thing that in the New Testament, Paul said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I will pray with my understanding, but I'll pray with my spirit. I'll sing with my spirit, and I'll also sing with my understanding. What does that mean? That even when you don't know what to sing, even though you know you can't express it in English, you can begin to sing in the spirit. Glory to God, sing in the Spirit. Spend hours singing in the Spirit. Shh. What will it do for you, man? It'll light your fire, that's for sure. Come on, it will. It will. So begin to come to the hiding place by putting Him first place and praising Him and making Him the center point of all. Go to Psalm 98. Psalm 98. Hallelujah. God's working. I said, God is working. You might be looking at the news, and you might be looking at this, and you might be looking at that, and going, oh, man, what's going on here? What's happened? We're losing people out of churches. We're doing this. We're doing that. Listen, I'm telling you, it's so cool. God is working. I know many of you have seen it, but they closed down churches and said, you can no longer sing in churches in California. Stop it. We don't want worship going up in California. Come on. Let's not be singing in church. So they said, cool, let's go to the beach. And thousands of Christians went to the beach and began to worship. And I saw that this is so cool. The same place where the Jesus movement happened in the late 60s and early 70s. The same beach where Chuck Smith and the other fellow, I can't remember his name, were baptizing hippies. Right? Hippies. Long-haired hippies. That same beach, they're doing it again. Lord, come again. Let's have another Jesus movement. Let's have another outpouring of the Spirit. Come on. But what they began with is worship. We're not going to let, you know, come on. No devil's going to steal my praise. And out of my heart, I'm going to worship Him. But I will not do that unless He's my hiding place. Unless He's first place. Unless He's foremost on my mind. Where in your thinking does He arrive? A problem comes and you go, oh my God, what am I going to do? I need to call a lawyer. I need to call a doctor. I need to call the bank. I need to call, oh, how am I going to get through this? Oh. Lord, what do you think? Wrong. Lord, this is what's against me, but I'm just bringing it to you. Direct me to the right lawyer, the right doctor, the right, if that's what I'm supposed to do. I want your plan because, God, I know at the end it's all going to be okay because I'm with you and you're with me. Come on, are you listening? Hallelujah. He is my hiding place. Psalm 98, verse 1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things. His right hand and His holy arm have gained Him the victory. The Lord has made known His salvation, His righteousness, He's revealed the sight of the nations. If you have nothing else to be grateful for, if you have nothing else to praise Him for, just start thinking about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And the fact that the Holy Spirit drew you to the point where you gave your heart to Jesus. And that gave you access to the throne of grace. You are my hiding place. I know I use this verse a lot, but it just keeps coming up in my spirit. That He said, come boldly before my throne of grace, where you'll find help in your time of need. Now just stick with me. Close your eyes for just a minute. Everybody close your eyes. Picture this. As we started worshiping, we came in the name of Jesus. And imagine in the Spirit, we're just all translated into the throne room. And the audience is the Father and the Son at His right hand. And the Holy Spirit is in us, giving us the words and the Spirit and the anointing to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so you're just in His presence, in the hiding place. He's there with you. He's excited about hearing what you have to offer. Lord, I just want to sing to You a new song. I want to sing of your marvelous works. I want to thank you for everything that you've done. I got troubles, Lord, but you'll deal with those. You'll show me what to do. But the first thing I want to do is acknowledge that I have access to your throne, and I thank you for allowing me to be here. Ooh, glory to God. Come on. Come on. That's the reality that we have in Jesus. Yeah, but I don't feel it. So what? I don't see him. So what? I just feel like heaven's closed to me. It's a lie. It's a lie. Praise your way out of that. Start singing to him a new song. Start reminding him of who he is, who he was, and what he's done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now let's go to the end of the book, Revelation. Book of Revelation. It's actually not the revelations. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Come on. It's the revelation. In other words, this is who he is. This is what he's going to do. This is what he's purchased. Come on. Hallelujah. And you can actually read it from a couple of different viewpoints. A believer shouldn't read it like a non-believer. Why? Because a non-believer will look at it and go, oh my God. And you're going, oh my God. Woo! Glory to God. Come on. Come on. That's so good. Verse 1. It says, then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven the last plagues, and in them the wrath of God is complete. Now think about it. The wrath of God is complete. What's that talking about? Do you know that sin must be dealt with? God's going to make, he's going to actually do over this whole earth, and he's going to remove sin. But the justice of God has to be that sin is dealt with. He's given us a way out of our sin, and we've taken it by the blood of Jesus. But all those who haven't, and the curse that's on the earth today because of that, has to be dealt with. And so the wrath of God, or really what it is the consequence of the sin of man, is coming. Glory to God. Verse 2, and I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire. And those who have the victory over the beast, over his image, and over the mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. Look at that now. Watch this. I saw as a sea of glass. Read that again. That's so good. Like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have victory over the beast. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the saints. He's talking about believers, right? Chapter 15, Revelation 15. I'm sorry. Verse 2. Thank you. Where are you at? I'm making up a new one. No. But watch this. It's a sea of glass. People like a sea of glass with fire over their heads. What happened on the day of Pentecost? The Holy Spirit came and it was like tongues of fire over believers. Today, even in the book of Revelation, there's coming a time where worship of us is going to come up before God. And we're going to have the harps of God. What does that mean? That means a couple of things. I believe that there are stringed instruments in heaven, but I also believe that we are instruments unto God. That our vocal cords are like harp strings and God's anointing and His original purpose for the formation of man is for worship to come forth. Why? Because He wants us in His presence. Why did He send Jesus? He sent Jesus because His creation, He couldn't be with. But now all of a sudden He can be with us because Jesus paid the price to where our sins are forgiven and dealt with, and He's put a new heart inside of us. Right? So He's our hiding place. And we can run unto Him because the work's already been done. And if you don't like worship here, you're not going to like heaven. Because forever and ever, we're going to start worshiping Him. We're going to start worshiping Him. I saw this video. It was so cool. I don't even remember where it was, but it was in a Walmart or something. And all of a sudden, just a few people started singing this worship song. And all of a sudden, people came and they started joining. All of a sudden, there was, 20 people in the middle of Walmart singing worship unto God. I think that's a little precursor to heaven. In heaven, you're all doing your thing, you're doing a thing. All of a sudden, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. And all over heaven, everybody starts joining in. Come on. Woo! Come on, it's so good. So from the beginning to the end, God wants worship. And worship isn't necessarily for God. It's for us to put our minds back on Him. He's not an egomaniac that needs us to worship Him because that's how He gets His kicks. Right? No, worship is about us putting our focus back on the One who can help us. Because He's our hiding place. He's our hiding place. Verse 3. They sang the song of Moses, the servant of God. The song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name, for you alone are holy. For all the nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifest." In the book of Revelation, they're singing the same song that they sang in Exodus. Glory to God, glory to God. I'm going to sing it again, sing it again, sing it again, sing it again. Because God is good and He's for us. All right, let's two more things and we'll try to close. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. So we want to come into the hiding place. How do we do it? How can I do it tomorrow if troubles come? How do I get into His presence? How do I come to His hiding place? Come on, worship, absolutely. Philippians chapter 4, look at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Say that with me. Rejoice in the Lord always. 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 Yeah, but you don't understand what I'm... Always. You don't know what they... Always. You don't know my... Always. Why? Because He's my hiding place. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. You might start out like this. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Or like this. Oh, praise God. But if you stay at it long enough, your mourning will be turned to dancing. Because God's the answer. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Boy, wouldn't that be something? Drive psychologists, psychiatrists completely out of business. No anxiety. Well, he was just kind of, it's a metaphor. He doesn't really mean it. He wrote it. He says, be anxious for nothing. Fear not is not just a thing to help you get over, it's a command. Fear not, for I am with thee. Be anxious for nothing. I think the Amplified says, don't have any anxiety, fret, or worry about anything. Has anybody arrived there yet? Why? Why do we not go there automatically? Because he's not our hiding place. Right? But if we'll go, I'm not telling you you won't have troubles. I'm not telling you that there won't be a lot of things that you have to figure out, all of that. But Lord, I'm just trusting you that you're going to see me through. You're going to take care of me. Have no anxiety. How can we do that? Well, it tells you how. It tells you how. Verse 6 again. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Look at that. Look at that. That's so cool. In everything. So we're supposed to rejoice always, and then in everything by prayer. What is prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. But talk to God like He's there. Talk to God like you're face to face with Him. Talk to Him like He's really going to hear you. Right? Because He is. He will. He does. But by prayer and supplication, what's supplication? That's a direct request. But don't stop there with thanksgiving. God, you've never let me down. Things haven't always been the way that I planned or the way I thought you were going to work. But in the end, God, I know that you'll never let me down. And in my request, Lord, but before I do that, Lord, I just want to thank you that you put a roof over my head. Lord, I want to thank you that I have a car. Lord, I want to thank you for the people in my life. Lord, I want to thank you. I have so much to be thankful for, God. I just want to give you praise and glory and honor. And I want to have gratitude, God, because you've done so much for me. Let your requests be made known unto God, because He's your hiding place. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Again, the Amplified says, it'll mount a garrison around about your heart and your mind. What is that referring to? He'll put angels at guard where your thoughts are concerned. You are my hiding place, right? And we have to come to the realization that that's the truth. God didn't say it just because He needed something to say. He wants to be that hiding place for you. Verse 8, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Meditate means to mutter or to talk to yourself. Think about the things that are good rather than the things that are awful. How many know that we all go through things? But the more that you meditate on the horrific pain involved in something, the longer you have to stay in it. I'm not saying to deny the pain. I'm not saying that things aren't hurtful and painful. When you lose somebody, it's hard. It's tough. But meditate on the fact of what God has said. If you've lost somebody in death and they were a believer, they're not in your past, they're in your future. Well, like one brother said, he was talking to God about that, and he was saying, but God, it was his dad, he said, God, I'm just at the position financially where I wanted to take him on these big hunting trips that he never was able to go on, these fishing trips, I wanted to take him to Alaska, I wanted to do this and this. God, I just can't do that now. And God said, well, who said you couldn't? Huh? Well, I'm going to make a new heaven and a new earth. You're going to have eternity. In other words, you're going to have adventures with the people that have passed on in eternity. Glory to God. We never say goodbye. We say so long for now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this verse 9 and then we'll close. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. He is my hiding place. Paul's saying this isn't something that I just, you know, think is a good thing to do. This isn't something that I think that this is what you ought to do. He's saying, you saw me do it. You saw me operating the principles that I'm talking to you about. When they were whipping me, when they were beating me, when they were stoning me, I was rejoicing. When I was shipwrecked, I went to the bottom of the boat and began to rejoice and get into the presence of God. I made him my hiding place when all the people were against me, when my family left me, when the country shipped me out, when all of those things, when I went to Jerusalem and then I was sent to Rome in chains, I was still rejoicing. You saw me do this. Do the same thing and the peace of God will be with you. Right? Come on. Is He your hiding place today? Yes. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word today. I thank You for reminding us who You are and who You've made us to be. I personally thank You, Father, that I can come into Your presence in the name of Jesus. That I'm welcomed even right now as we're praying because I've come washed in the blood and using the name. So I'm right before Your throne of grace to find help in my time of trouble. Fathers, I pray over those that are here and those that are watching. Father, I pray that You would touch them and show them Your goodness and remind them of Your love for them and bless them. The entrance into the throne room can only come by You accepting Jesus as Your Lord and Savior. You've lived your life to your own way. Just receive Him right now. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. God, use me in any way You choose to. I surrender to You. If you do that, the Bible says that you're saved. And God will be with you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.